This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, our next guest is Christopher Kai. He is an international speaker, an author, founder and CEO of KGL. His website, ChristopherKai.com, K-A-I. And he has a book, Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executives, and Celebrities. I met him at an event called Secret Knock, and he was one of the speakers there. And I thought to myself, you know what? He would be a good guest because it kind of is who you know in this life, isn't it, Christopher?
It is. Alan, thank you so much for this interview. I'd love to share some tips on how your guests can meet those, what I call big gamers, people of influence to grow their business.
Right. So really, it isn't big game hunting about hunting at all. It's really about the people that are in business that are billionaires or high power, high profile executives that can help to move your project along at warp speed, really.
Exactly. It's really about a mindset, frankly, because people often talk about the billionaires, but it's really your mindset and the value placed on yourself, because when you have that confidence, you can approach anyone you want, right? And the title actually came from a mentor of mine named Fred Joel, who started a company called 1-800-DENTIST. And at one point, I'm like, hey, Fred, I want to scale my business. And he's like, Christopher, don't be shooting at rabbits if you want to hunt big game. Really, like, we always focus on these small opportunities when we should really focus on the larger opportunities. And the hunting really is about being hungry. It has nothing to do with being predatorial. It's about, are we hungry for opportunities? Because we have our smartphones and we just take our smartphones out and we're all like, oh, it took 3 seconds for something to load. And we're so impatient. So I'm like, if you really want to build your business based on more affluent clients, you really have to be hungry for these opportunities because they don't just show up at your doorstep.
Right. My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, used to say to me all the time, wise men say, man sit for long time with mouth hanging wide open, waiting for roast duck to fly in, right? And so you got to get off your butt. And I love those little sayings. Now, so what kind of advice do you have then? Because first of all, I mean, I have found in my life that hanging with successful people is a good thing because it breeds other successes that come along, you know, just by the fact that these are different kinds of people. They're I'm not going to say they're smarter. They're just more conscious and aware of business opportunities. And I guess that's a good way of saying it because some people, you know, they just don't see the opportunity. It just goes right by them. And then the person that is conscious and looking, eyes open, eyes wide open, would say, hey, that's a good idea. And that's a good idea. I was in the shower the other day, give you an example. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I love a lot of us in this world that are kind of in this business world tend to like these little sayings, you know, and somebody will put a sunset and they'll have this little saying, you know, and I thought to myself, man, that's kind of a cool business. Inspirational sayings. I thought, I wonder if anybody's ever thought of taking pictures of their kids and then putting the inspirational saying on the pictures of their kids or their wives or their husbands or whatever it is, so that that is something that lives on forever. And this is the kind of the lesson that I taught my kids, you know, Rudyard Kipling's If. I love that poem, one of my favorites. And I was thinking, I want to put that on a picture of my kids and hang it on the wall in my office. And I thought, there's a business opportunity. That's how the entrepreneur mind thinks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you look at Reid Hoffman, right? The guy just sold LinkedIn for almost $30 billion to Microsoft. And he always talks about his network. People always ask him, hey, how do you become this Midas Touch Forbes article guy investing in all these companies? And he says it very bluntly. He's like, build your network. Birds of a feather really do flock together. And we often hear the term, oh, you know, Chris, we got to work the room. We got to work the room. And I'm like, working the room is a waste of time if you're in the wrong room.
Right.
You know? So I was looking at your website, Alan, and I saw that Marcus Lemonis is there, the guy from The Prophet who
right.
helps companies rebuild themselves, right?
I met him
like a month ago at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. But so many people like say, well, how do I meet these people, Chris? I'm like, well, hang out at these 5-star hotels, but I don't have a lot of money, Chris. Well, if you're going to spend $15 on a movie, why not spend $15 on a drink and meet someone like Marcus Lemonis? Because they hang at certain places, they eat at certain places, they entertain at certain places. And so whenever I meet entrepreneurs, they have this frustration in their eyes. They're like, I'm sick and tired of Chris of having these clients that are annoying, and they pay me little and ask me for so much stuff. And I'm like, well, what do you want? And they're like, well, I want like the nice car and the nice girl and the nice house. I'm like, well, here's how you do it, because you have to research these events. You have to go to the right places. It's possible. And oftentimes when they look at the book that I wrote, it's 20 strategies on networking before, during, and after events, because we all want things simple. And that's why I created this book. And when people ask me why I wrote this book, it's because I kept having these clients and friends and colleagues keep saying, Chris, you know, you grew up middle class in New York City. Your mom was a school teacher. Your dad was a case manager. How did you go about meeting these people? And beyond meeting them, how did you get to work with them? How did you convince Elon Musk, literally arguably the most inspiring entrepreneur in the world, to come to the worst part of town in Los Angeles and interview him for a half hour, inspiring homeless kid? And how do you do that? And it always goes back to what you said, Alan. Have the right mindset. Surround yourself with those people, because if you want to make $1 million, well, why are you hanging out with people that make $50,000? If you want to make $1 billion, well, why are you hanging out with millionaires? They all have a different mindset. And this isn't just my opinion, Alan. Like, there's a woman named Carol Dweck who wrote a book called The Mindset, like literally The Mindset of Success. And she talked about a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Too many of us already have in our mind, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh, what do I have to offer to a billionaire? What do I have to offer to this person? But even with a growth mindset, you think about, well, what can I add value? Someone even like Richard Branson needs help building his charity. And a woman actually tweeted him at one point, because he said, hey, the first person that donates $2,000 to my company, it's my nonprofit, I'll invite them to a charity in Florida. And a woman named Stacy Ferrer, 18 years old at the time, answered that tweet, said to him, Mr. Branson, I'm not even old enough for drinking, but I'd love to support your charity. She did. She flew out there with her brother. She ended up meeting Richard Branson. Richard Branson invested $400,000 in her startup.
Wow. Well, this is all very, very interesting. I have another segment I want to do with you. I want to find out a little bit more about Mondays at the Mission as well. You're also the founder of that. And a little bit more about how we can go big game hunting, networking with billionaires, executives, and celebrities in order for us to become, you know, kind of the business people we want to be. Rich ones, I guess. Right? We'll take a little break. Christopher Kai is with us. You can find him at ChristopherKai.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Inc. Radio, and we'll be right back. Stay back.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad treats, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.